The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by the Mighty Mighty Iron Galaxy. We make lots of games. You might even like a few. Follow us on Twitter at I2TheG.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. You've probably heard all this before, but in case this is your first time listening to the podcast, this is what's going on. A while back, I fell through a magical dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the land of Foon. I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal, though, I think through the portal from the Burger King, so I'm using that to upload a weekly podcast that I record here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon, where I share all the weird magical stuff that I learned about. Why don't my guests go ahead and introduce themselves?
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin Hugstangis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmuinus Maystar. And trust me, friends, when I do tell thee, there may be other secret names, names of great power that I have failed to share with you yet.
I've had that Usidor song.
I
stuck
know.
In
I was just
going
to say the same thing. Usidor. Or however, yeah. I don't even. I need to hear it again.
Well, have you had a song?
I come from a world where you can kind of, if you hear a song, you want to hear a song again, you can just play it over and over again. You don't have to.
Oh,
have
by
it.
Paying the singers.
No, you don't. I mean, you can have it recorded and listen to it at all times. I mean, I guess I technically did record it, but I guess I could look into just.
By like chaining up the singers and you just, whenever you want to hear it, you just whip them or something?
Yeah. I don't want to explain Earth stuff. We have much more important thing to talk about. Chunt, last week you were a tiny horse with
two buttholes.
Yeah, which is, I guess, not super relevant, but...
Oh, it's very relevant.
It's much easier to poop.
Yeah, I'm back to being a badger.
So, what happened, John?
I guess, if I had to put my finger on it, I guess I have a type. And that's badgers.
So, Chunt, you are a shapeshifter.
Yeah, I'm a shapeshifter, and I can only change forms when I sleep with a new being or animal, and that's when I change.
So you were a badger for a very long time.
Yeah, very long time. Huge dry spell.
Eager to not be a badger.
Yeah, could only sleep with badgers. Finally, had sex with a tiny horse with two buttholes.
Oh, you were sleeping with badgers the whole time that you were a badger?
Off and
on. Well, you were sleeping with a lot of different badgers the whole time.
Off and on. But I realized that I have a deep, deep fetish for badgers.
Oh, Chunt, I don't know if I would call it a fetish. As you get older and begin to learn about the type of person that you are, well, it becomes easier for you to narrow down the choices that present themselves. The world is a great smorgasbord of sexual desire and appetites.
I guess that's true. If you think about it, sometimes if someone is like, isn't it weird how you always date brunettes? And you're like, I don't know that I really do that. Although, now that I think about it, I guess I do. But for you,
this
it's
isn't
like...
Really
yes, that's
it's
what
like
I was trying
badgers.
To say.
Really
I'm talking about brunettes. No, I was talking about the
badgers.
Great sexual
smorgasbord.
It is here in food.
Can I just say that how hard it was to, like, lay game as a tiny horse with two buttholes? Like, do you know how
sure.
hard? It was, like, the most I've ever had to work to, like, you know, like...
You did have that top hat.
To date someone. Yeah. I had the top hat, and I think that's what...
Whoa! 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 I'm in a bucket! What's this, bar? Oh, I'll pour myself a drink real quick. Bucket. My foot's in a bucket.
What?
Trans-dimensional mail delivery.
Whoa, did you say trans-dimensional mail delivery?
Yes, whoa. Oh.
Also, your foot is in a bucket.
Yes, I don't... Could somebody help? I'm sorry. It is loud.
Why are you being so loud?
I'm sorry. It's so loud in the transportal.
Someone's got a case of the Jerry Lewis's
no,
over there.
I don't. My gosh. Oh, this beer's good.
Stop. Stand still for a moment.
Please. Please, help me with this bucket.
I'll use my staff to remove it.
Okay, please.
Tell us... Fenin Tumpa!
Oh, hey, look at it! It's dancing! All right!
Just relax.
Hey, what?
Just relax.
All right, all right.
Okay, so I'm sorry. We weren't expecting a guest, but we have had one that has just appeared. You said you're a trans-dimensional delivery man?
Yes, I'm a mailman.
Wow. Well, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
No, thank you. What?
So you I'm hosting a podcast.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. What's your name, friend?
My name's Don.
Don.
Hi, Don.
Don.
You have the same job as a bird.
What?
In Foon, messages are delivered by birds.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, in most dimensions, they don't give that job that has demands such respect to a bird.
Wow. So Don, this is huge. I've been doing this podcast for months now, sharing with the people of Earth the fact that
it was nice to meet you, Don.
No, you're on your way.
I can't go anywhere. I gotta deliver this package.
Okay. Oh, wow. So it's very exciting. So you're talking about there's more dimensions than just Earth and Foon. There are multiple dimensions.
I'm talking forever dimensions.
It's
exhausting. This job is exhausting.
But I have to be honest, this bird thing really upset me. I really, birds are so, you know, ain't no bird gonna be talking.
Oh, I suppose you can't talk to birds. Pathetic.
You talk to birds?
Of course.
Oh. So this guy's on the spectrum. Is that what you're talking about?
Sorry, what's that?
What?
What does that mean?
What do you mean? Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'll knock this guy out. This guy looks old as hell.
No, he is old as hell, but he's medium powerful.
What? Don, can I ask you what you've seen it all?
I'm a Pisces.
Chun, by the way. I'm Chun. Very nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you.
What's your favorite dimension you've been to?
My favorite dimension. There was one that was pretty huge.
Uh-huh. One that was like literally huge, or just like huge as in awesome?
Like huge awesome.
Uh-huh.
Everybody looked like Bo Derek. And it was, I mean...
Who was that?
There was a
very attractive woman from Earth. You must have spent some time on Earth.
Please, I used to do improv.
Wow, really?
Yeah, all the time.
Wow.
That,
you wouldn't know it.
Someone bring me a goat so I can summon an image of Bo Derek.
What?
So wait...
Somebody bring you a goat so you can summon an image of Bo Derek?
Yes, I'm going to murder a goat. How else would you see a picture of a woman?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm really trying to commandeer this interview. I'm really trying to learn as much as I can about... So you travel at will from dimension to dimension.
Yes, yes.
How do you do it?
It's exhausting. You know, sometimes it takes 10 years to deliver something because, again, there's no dimension.
Ten
you go,
years.
Well, what's going on here? And you got to find the guy and the lady or the animal, whatever the world we're living in.
This conversation makes me not surprised that it takes you 10 years to deliver something.
Well, there's a lot of dimensions. You know, sometimes, one time I was in a dimension, all these stars were walking around, and like actual little stars that you touched, and they're hot as hell.
Oh, like star, like balls of...
Balls of flame.
Don, I'd like to apologize to you. It sounds like you have a very difficult job and that you have some... great magical power that allows you to travel between these realms, and I find that quite intriguing, and I would like to learn more about your abilities.
Is there just one of you? Is there?
No, there's a whole office. I mean, you should see some of these guys. Some of these guys have been working there for a long time. I've been working there for a long time, too. We got 100 million guys in this office.
Wow, literally.
Yeah, literally, maybe even more than that. It's a big...
Is this the only job you've ever had?
No, I've had a bunch of jobs.
Oh, what are some of the jobs you've had?
I worked at Soup Box.
Soup Box.
Soup Box is this little shop. You serve some soup and kind of
Soup Box
expensive.
Sounds like
what does the box have to do with it? Is there a child in the box?
No.
No, what are you talking about?
In the closet?
No, no,
hey,
no,
a lot of places that's not going to fly, pal.
Look,
Don, let's not talk about Earth stuff. Don, I have a question, though. How do you segue from working at Soup Box to being a trans-dimensional delivery man?
Well, I got tapped.
Tapped?
Yeah, you know how you get called? For like CIA, FBI.
Oh, yes.
I got chosen. People watch my work on Twitter. There's a big...
you have a destiny.
What'd you say to me?
A destiny. You have a destiny.
I'm never going back to a... What? I thought you said you have a
destiny.
Desk. Like a desk. Oh. Ugh. Like a destiny? I guess.
In case you're wondering,
Don and Eustler, I don't think really are on the same wavelength.
Just for the record, I am not going on a quest anytime soon, and you are not welcome to join me.
That makes it sound like you are going on a quest.
I don't know what you mean.
Don, how do you travel from dimension to dimension? Is that something that I can do? Because I'm having a wonderful time in Foon, but I really would love to get home to my wife and child on Earth.
I have to be honest. You can absolutely come with me.
I can?
Yes, but against regulation. I've done it in the past. If you hang out with this guy over here, I'm probably not going to take you.
You are going to take me.
No, I'm not. You're friends with this guy.
He's. We are the best of friends.
No, I'm not. I mean, we're
well,
not.
Well, it's over. I mean, you're, I'm not
companions gonna... to the day we both die.
Boon companions? Boon companions?
B-O-O-N. Yes.
Boon companions?
Do you not know how to spell?
Oh.
No one who can't deliver anything.
Oh, no, no, it's not that. It's learning different worlds and times and spaces. So why don't you give it a shot?
I would love to.
Guys.
I dare you. This guy's staring at me.
I know.
What do you want me to do?
Guys.
Look at his eyes looking at me. These old ass eyes. These eyes have seen a bunch of weird stuff.
Oh, these
weirdo
eyes
stuff.
Have seen things you could never understand.
Oh, I've seen things that you never understand. Oh, I've seen
I'm going to go grab a drink.
You.
Do anything?
Yeah, Trent, would you get me
like,
I've
been everywhere and seen everything almost.
Mead.
But I'm still
mead?
Learning.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Places to go. I'm the mailman.
Oh, God. I'm never getting home. I'm never.
Dude, what is this guy? Got little flames coming out of his fingers. I hate this guy.
I'm sorry. I went to the wizard state there.
I've been to the wizard state.
What?
The wizard state?
Is that a dimension?
Yeah.
What?
There's a dimension of, like, all wizards?
Yeah. Bunch of perverts, these guys.
I believe that.
Really? I definitely believe that.
For sure.
Don.
Who's your package for?
Yeah, Don, who is your package for?
Maybe this is why I don't think it's love. You know what I'm saying?
Here's your mead.
You know
what I'm
saying?
Thank you.
Mm. All right, this package. Do you guys know an Arnie? Arnie Niekamp?
That's me. No, not Arnie. Not Niekamp. Niekamp.
Niekamp.
Arnie Niekamp.
Arnie Niekamp.
Yeah. No. No, with a P. But let's say yeah.
Just that's... fucking give him the name. Everything that's
all right. Well,
so
I'm looking for an Arnie. I'm looking for an Arnie Niekamp.
Well, you know, first of all, if there are a forever number of dimensions, like, there could be an Arnie Niekamp out there, but I am Arnie Niekamp, and I will absolutely accept that package. Do I need
No, I gotta go. I gotta find Arnie Niekamp.
No, that's me. That is me.
This is how...
How's it spelled?
A-R-N-Y.
Okay.
Way off.
No!
Way off.
All right, so it's not you guys. I don't even know why I'm sitting here talking into this little stick.
No, the stick? Don, what... How's my name spelled again? Just refresh my memory.
A-R-N-Y.
That's right.
N-E-K-M-P-Y. F.
Yes.
All right, so let's go. That's you guys, me. And I'm going to head out.
That's me.
Wait, is it from Sarah?
Yes, what's the return address?
Here it says it's from Ann Arbor Tees.
It is from Ann Arbor Tees.
So it's clearly from Earth. Ann Arbor is a city in Earth.
Oh, fine. Well, then give it to Arnold.
Who's that?
That's me. Arnie.
How do you spell your name?
Tell me again. Why don't you tell me again how it's spelled?
A-R-N-Y. N-E-E-K-M-P-Y-F.
Yeah, that's right. That's me.
All right. So that's it.
Do you want... Can I get you some spiced potatoes or something? Let's just relax.
Yes,
Have you had spiced potatoes?
I mean, I guess I got some time before I find this guy.
Yeah.
So, right. Yeah.
Order spiced potatoes.
You know what? Let's take a quick break for the spiced potatoes, and I will rest this package away from Don, the transdimensional.
What's this guy looking over here for?
I'm yelling to the bartender.
They're like me and you, aren't
they? Hey, this bartender... looks like a president.
What? We'll be back in just a moment.
Come out to the Vermilion Minotaur. Every Fleasday night, the second half-elf in your party gets a free bucket of rooster feet. Next week, the Vermilion Minotaur March will be happening around the perimeter of Hog's Face. Please come support our expansion for our unwed mothers. All ages are welcome. Don't mind the wizard. He'll only, hurt somebody. Million Minotaur, right at Fool's Errand and the Every Road.
All right, we're back, and I have the package here. And so, thank you, Don. Do I need to sign anything for this?
Yes, you do. Please.
Okay.
Here, all right. Here you go. All right. And I'll take my pen back, please.
Okay. There you go. It's a nice pen. We don't really have writing instruments like this here in Foon.
You don't have writing instruments?
Well, there are writing instruments, but...
What do you guys use?
A quill and an ink pot.
I hate that shit. Dude.
You really don't like anything Usador says.
No.
Can I... As someone who... I get around, I sleep with a lot of different people or animals.
Uh-oh.
In all your travels, you must have just come across the most beautiful creatures. I mean, have you ever had your heart stolen? Like, what's the love of your life?
Well, one time I was in this world. I mean, this is not a joke. I was in this world, and it was like an underwater world. and there was this great white shark with big old titties, and it was, oh man, this shark had the biggest fucking tits, like giant fucking big ass boobies, dude.
Now,
and it was fucking why this shark? Because great white shark's pretty big.
As a learned scholar,
am I the only person in all the dimensions that's not that attracted to animals? I think that maybe in all of the multiple
You've
dimensions.
You've never slept with a shark.
I've been in the middle of saying anything, Arnold.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You
Who's that?
As a learned scholar and a wizard, I must ask, for I'm not sure that I quite believe your story. Why would a shark have mammaries?
They're mammals. They gotta drink the, you know, whatever, you know, everything is different.
Touché.
Checks out. And,
whoa!
Bless you.
Little frogs just ran out.
Yes, yes, when I sneeze and the explosion of little frogs comes out of my nose.
Yeah,
I caught one.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't touch that.
Yeah, this was a booger, in a way.
In a way, yes.
Damn it, dude. You did that on purpose.
So, Don, you had said earlier that you could take me with you back to Earth.
Well,
but he won't, because we're boon companions.
But, yeah, we're you know, we're...
That's right, I forgot about that.
Is there a cost? Maybe we could all chip in?
Yeah, I'm willing to pay. I mean, I have a bunch of coins that have been pooped out by an imp.
What am I going to do with that? Give it to an imp and say, here's some shit? No, you maniac. Poop imp coins? Who?
It's very valuable currency here in Foon.
Oh, yeah? Yes. Well, guess what? Foon, my friends, is a dump.
Oh.
How dare you?
Oh, no, he doesn't even like it when I call Foon weird.
How dare you, sir? This is a wonderful dimension with wonderful bed and breakfast.
That's interesting, because I saw a guy with a hood with no face... fucking a little fucking stick thing that had eyes and was smiling and laughing it up. That's right outside the street.
Yeah. And if right that's not a street.
If I see a little fucking weirdo thing fucking another weirdo thing, that's a fucking weirdo thing.
That was the Dark Lord. I'll be right back.
Don, do you, in all your interdimensional travel, do you see a lot of child death?
Oh, God.
Dude, this is what sucks about the job. When you're traveling interdimensions, it's just footage of child death. It's just, it's just
travels.
Yeah. Because child death, we all know that children don't go to heaven, and they get caught in this this like interdimensional. Well,
this might be another episode where I just leave.
I know. I mean, I got to be honest. You know, and they all sing. They all sing songs. They all learn and sing songs together.
I love you. I love you. Good night.
Good night. Done. Here's some spiced potatoes for the road, and I just want to thank you for dropping that package off. If you see anything from a Sarah or a scout, please bring it back to Tarn.
That wasn't the Dark Lord. That was just Mundel.
The Grundle?
Yes, Mundel the Grundle. You know him? You saw him outside.
I know Mundel. I've delivered many Mundel the Grundle packages.
Well, then why do you describe him as a dark, shadowy figure?
Mundel the Grundle was that little stick guy laughing it up, getting fucked. So you guys have any skateboards here? I was hoping to do some tricks. Before I pop off.
Can you make him? Just make him a skateboard. Give him a skateboard to skate out.
Can you give me a skateboard?
Give him some dignity.
I'm not sure what a skateboard is.
What is? I don't know. What is a skateboard?
It's a wooden plank, add wheels.
Like an unrolled bucket.
Yeah.
Wooden plank with no wheels. Tramperfontaine.
Snap! I broke it in half. Fuck you, dude. Peace out. Peace out.
What?
Mailman out.
He made me make a thing I didn't want.
Ding dong.
So he can break it?
It's your boy. Open up the portal. Ooh, whoa. We all know the password, swordfish. Don't tell him I didn't say it. Yeah, we go.
I hope he gets home okay.
My God, that was exhausting.
Wow, I really don't know what to say about what just happened.
There's a lot going on.
He is the worst transdimensional postman I have ever met.
Have you met other transdimensional postmen?
Of course.
So why didn't anyone tell me that there are frequent deliveries between dimensions?
Because, I mean, it's not super frequent. I mean, they're, you know, TDPs stop by when they can. But we also have an Foon.
I really was hoping that he could help me get back to Earth or get a message to my wife, but it quickly became apparent that I was just not going to get any help from that guy. Although, you know what? We should open this package.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, there are t-shirts in here. Oh, my God. I guess someone is letting us know that we have merchandise for the show. Let's see here.
What is a T-shirt?
It's a shirt. It's just a shirt that you wear with like symbols.
We know what a
on.
Shirt is.
It's a shirt. It's just a short sleeve shirt, basically. A mass manufactured. Hey, you guys, I don't want to explain Earth.
All right.
Basically, we shirt. Have shirts now for the podcast, so people on Earth can wear. So, look, Usador, there's one with your name on it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a nice black T-shirt with your.
How many of his names?
His full, as far as I can tell. His
oh,
full
these
name.
Are not all the names. For the other secret names, you should never know. My name's so powerful, I could destroy you.
I've heard his other names.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you later.
You these names,
they didn't put Hoobastank on this shirt, though, so that one's missing. Anyway, there's also a Chun's Up with That shirt.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And it looks just like you.
Thank you.
That's great. And there's one with Synergy. The logo for our podcast. It's he's Synergy.
Merchandising.
Oh, no, he's going to say Crunch Time.
Synergy. Ooh, is there an Arnie T-shirt?
There is. As far as, let me.
No, I don't. No, I
no
don't
there's
see
no. Well, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure they're going to be frequently updating with new shirts. I'm sure there's going to be an Arnie shirt. I mean. I'm kind of I'm the cornerstone of this podcast.
What would be on the Arnie shirt?
Me?
Just like a sad face? Oh. Like a thumbs down?
A man abandoning his family?
I guess so. Oh, anyway, there's a note in here, and it says that people can order these T-shirts from magictavern.annarbortees.com. So people can buy shirts to support our show.
We should probably be clear, and I think I'm right in saying this, that Don will not deliver these to you, so...
Oh, God, I hope not. If you order one through transdimensional delivery, it will probably take upwards of 10 years to get to you.
That's what it sounds like, yes.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Well, that's very exciting news. I'm so excited. I feel like we're a real podcast now. I know that doesn't mean much to you guys, but Chun, are you going to wear your Chun's Up with That T-shirt?
Is there a Chun size shirt?
These are a little big for you. I don't know. I'll try to find out. But let's, Chun, have you gotten any emails this week?
Yeah, I got a couple here. I got one from Dustin Phelpsu. He says, hey, Chunt, what is your favorite animal you have ever been? If I'm honest, I mean, shapeshifter starts as I was a lion with a human head. That's what I was born as.
Oh, wow.
Because my mom's
kind of
scored.
Sort of manticore-ish.
Yeah, manticore-ish, so, but with my dad's head.
Right.
So I think that was my favorite, and I think all shapeshifters yearn for that sort of bookend of, like, start as a lion with a human head and end life with as a lion with a human head.
So how would you do that?
You have to find another shapeshifter in their original form.
So wait, you're going to have sex with a
shapeshifter? No. There's some shapeshifters who wait decades before
I see.
Let's calm down.
They're called straight edge.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Any more? Do you want to have one more?
One more from Kristen Uden. Christopher Uden says, Chunt. Fuck Usador. Fuck Arnold. Chunt forever. I wish I was making that up, but that's a real email.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad he took the time to write.
Well, I want to say it's Arnie, not Arnold.
I think he meant fuck Arnie as well.
No. Well, if people want to email you, how do they get in contact with you, Chunt?
It's chunt@gmail.com. Chunt spelled with 6 T's.
Great. Yeah, I don't know how you got a Gmail address.
Is that like a T-shirt? Chunt with 6 T's?
If people want to email the show directly, they can also email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I know it doesn't sound like a real email address, but it is. Let's real quick see here. We have an email from Will Alsdorf who says, hi, guys. Have you ever had the feeling you're being watched by something other than an imp hiding in a pot? Sincerely,
yes.
Will. I don't really know. It's ominous. I don't really know what that means. Let's see here. Oh, here's one from Patrick. From Patrick, hello. Hope this finds you well. This is the second email I will have sent you. I don't know who handles your email inquiries, but they maybe need some extra training on some firing or something, because they, or I guess maybe you, don't seem very responsive. Oh, God. Anyway, I am just trying to get a quote for some high-grade puppy food. No, okay. People are still confused about that it's a puppy.
You know what I think it might be? It's the fact that it says puppies and supplies.
That could be the source of the confusion.
Yes.
It's true. Absolutely. All right, well, why don't I read one more? Paul Nichols writes to ask, could I get that recipe for the spiced potatoes? Thanks, your fan, Paul Nichols. You know, this is weird. We've started getting a lot of emails, lot more emails, which is super exciting. Unfortunately, we can't read all of them on the show. I feel bad about that. But by far, like, obviously most of the questions are things about Usador, things about Chunt, but short of that, the vast majority of emails are about the spiced potatoes. of all the things, of all the weird and magical details people could ask about on this show, people really seem taken with the spiced potatoes. Can I send them the recipe? Can I send them pictures? They're just potatoes. They're just non-cooked potatoes with spice on them.
All you have to do is go into your garden and dig up the freshest potatoes. Make sure you do not wash them, no. Take some spice, some cumin, some coriander, some chilies, some cinnamon, some mustard seed,
a little dash
some
of
clove.
Glow,
yeah, a little more glow if you want a little more fun. Just rub it on the outside of that potato. Maybe a dash of oil to give it, to help it stick on there. And then just bite into that potato.
You really want a nice crunch with a spiced potato.
There's the recipe.
I love your when you give recipes. I love that the cadence you have.
Oh, really?
It's a beautiful chef cadence.
Oh well, I'll be happy to give more recipes in the future. Maybe I can have my own segment.
And don't forget to give us reviews on iTunes. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Oh, gosh, did none of that really happen? Usador was played by Matt Young. Chunt was, as always, portrayed by Adil Rafai. Don the Transdimensional Delivery Man was played by special guest Joey Romaine. He was only barely playing a character, by the way. He was more or less just being himself. Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Bear. If you should want to buy one of an assortment of Hello from the Magic Tavern t-shirts, you can really order them at magictavern.anarbortees.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. Pardon me, put the black hole down. This episode was edited by Evan Jacover. And a listener was so inspired by the music on the podcast that he wrote and sent us his own version of Seven Dragons and a Baby. Take a listen.
Seven dragons and a baby living in their nest. The baby dances round the dragons while they take their rest. The baby understands the danger, knows he must be careful. And if he is successful, then the dragons make him waffles. Seven dragons and a baby marching on the town. The villagers are fearful, but the baby calms them down. He explains to them he understands that dragons can be awful. But if they want some breakfast, yes, the dragons make them waffles. Seven dragons and a baby sitting on their thrones. The anteroom before them filled with rags and skulls and bones. A townsman stands before them and insists this is unlawful. The dragons kill the townsman and the baby makes them waffles.
Thanks a lot, Matt Medder. You really put yourself out there with that one. All of this mesmerizing playfulness was sponsored by Iron Galaxy with the help of the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Follow Iron Galaxy on Twitter at I2TheG and the Chicago Podcast Co-op at Chai Podcast Co-op.
I got a message for you guys. I got a package. I sent you a package. It says I got home fine. All right, but I got to head back out of here.
Welp, we'll see ya.
What? Ding dong.
Oh, he's gone. He's gone.
Oh, I'm in a burrito. Oh, it takes years to travel. Years. Watching movies about real life.